got to a point on these floors, and he was like, why are you making me search? There's nobody up here.
Yeah, Rocco got that way, too, so he was mouth-breathing and panting, so it's all for the show. So, yeah, I sent him the first... I wasn't sure if I was going to send him off-leash, and then I decided, well, nobody's supposed to be in here. There's no security, so I said, well, I'll let him practice on some of these slick floors. And all them hallways and offices, he did pretty good there. And then that first floor kind of wore him out, so.
Yeah, I'm confident in these buildings. Ogis, unless he has the odor of someone, he doesn't get too far. I mean, he doesn't stay by my side, but he doesn't get far away from me. So I knew that I'd be able to call him back for any open doors we would find and be fine with that.
Yep, Rocco's fairly similar. He'll maybe do like down to the end of the hall, sniff a couple of the door seams, and then he'll come back, make sure I'm behind him, and then so, same thing.
Yeah, that was one good thing that I was able to watch him, you know, sniffing it at the bottom of the door. So, you know, he knew what he was supposed to be doing. But he, like I said, he'd get to a point, he'd search a little bit, then he'd be like looking at me like, why are you making me do this? There's nobody up here.
You just have to look at him. Told ya. Dog and Pony Show, buddy.
Yep, gave him something to do.
Rocco got down in the basement. The basement's kind of cool. It's like all brick, and the floor is like blood red. Like that liquid covering that makes it look like a clear coat. But it was red, right? So get down there and check a few of them. We get to the, if I remember correctly, it would be the west end of it. There was a gymnasium down there, and then there were bathrooms inside. So we go in, we clear the guys, or the girls, and he seemed real interested in the trash can over there. Go figure. I'm sure I know why that was.
Yep.
So, so I let him just kind of do his thing around the trash can, sniff the floor in the trash can over on the women's side. And then he left there, and then went over to the men's, and they had the stalls had the doors like we had practiced at Aja Dominican, where you had to go under. So he did pretty good on that. Two of them, he stuck his head up underneath of it, and then the third one, he stuck his head up underneath of it, and then he jumped back like something startled him. So I'm like, what? And I'm like, well, he didn't bark, and I'm sure there's not somebody in there. So I opened the stall, and there was a cockroach that was probably 4 or 5 inches big.
Oh, really? So he didn't want anything to do with that?
No, the tentacle things off of its face or something must have touched Rocco, and he jumped back like a little schoolgirl.